And here on ABC Southeast, Sophie Longden with you on this Friday morning as we head into a pretty warm day across our region. And of course, in the back of all of our minds is the bushfire risk, with a very high fire danger for all of our regions in the southeast this morning. And on that note, you will of course also know and fully understand the role that both forestry and national park staff played during the bushfire emergency of last summer, which is why their union is pretty riled up this week that the Industrial Relations Commission only granted a 0.3% wage rise to public sector workers for New South Wales yesterday. Yet at a time when many jobs are being lost and businesses potentially closing, is the decision understandable? Is it tenable? This is a question we'll put to the Australian Workers Union. Not that the pay rise situation is the only issue of concern. Let's hear more now from Daniel Walton, who's the Secretary with the New South Wales Australian Workers Union. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning, Sophie.
Now, obviously, this is a concern across the board, not just for forestry and national park staff. This is a conversation that all of Australia is having. So why should forestry and national park staff workers be looking for more of a wage increase at the moment in 2020?
Well, Sophie, as I'm sure you appreciate and all your listeners do, particularly down the southeast, is surrounded by national parks and forestry. And not that long ago, those workers were at the front line protecting our communities and saving our livelihoods, putting their lives at risk to make sure that we were all being looked after. And as we head back into another fire season now, through the pandemic and all the difficulties we've had, these workers have just been slapped with a lousy pay increase of 0.3%, which effectively means a couple of dollars extra per week in their back pocket.
In terms of the actual capacity and the work of those forestry and national parks staff across the summer, obviously we also had many RFS volunteers, which are an important part of the mix. But how integral, how important is that role for both forestry and national parks in firefighting during the summer that we've just had?
Well, our national parks and forestry crews are trained and experienced firefighters. They are some of the ones at the front line. They're providing the coordination and strategic work to make sure that we remain safe. I think everyone in the community accepts, by and large, that the National Parks and Forestry workers are largely sort of overlooked in terms of the role that they play. The most frustrating thing of all is we've worked so hard to make sure that we remain protected. We've done that in the back of complete cuts to the number of staff we've had around, both in forestry and in national parks, year after year. Our services have been reduced. And we were not after huge, glorious pay rises. We were just after a reasonable pay increase. It's just a small recognition of the additional work that our members have been doing in protecting the community. We've seen the likes of the RFS Commissioner hand an 11% pay increase. It's 11% pay increase. And our members yesterday received word that they would get a 0.3% pay increase. I think it's a slap in the face for the amazing work that these workers do.
Is there more capacity within that wage in terms of staff that might be working across weekends or public holidays? Over summer we saw, you know, obviously fires not sticking to the working weekday. So do those staff get any extra compensation for those extra hours that they might be working during a bushfire crisis?
Sure, yeah. They get, for the additional hours they work, that is recognised. But, I mean, I think it's worth pointing out that they're doing that just to fight fires so long as the fires are burning, right? That is their role. We expect them to be there, and they put themselves on the line 24/7, 365 days a year. And that's why I think this is so frustrating, is they're doing that in the backdrop of reduced services. There's not as many national parks and forestry workers around as there once was because the public, the state government continues to cut them. So they're working harder than they ever have been before in worse conditions. I mean, the bushfires that we saw last year, heaven forbid we ever see anything like that ever again. And I think we want to see more firefighters on the ground, and we want to make sure that they're being properly paid and being recognised for the work that they do. And our government's just not doing that.
And Daniel Walton, talking of that, the staff reductions and limited resources for both the forestry and national parks, what other concerns do you have around that lack of resources in things like the maintenance of fire trails, the preparation that we're all sort of trying to go through at the moment as part of the Get Ready campaign from RFS and from firefighting generally, trying to get the landscapes ready?
Well, it might shock your listeners, Sophie, to know that when we went into last year's bushfire catastrophe, that we were short many positions, that there were vacant positions throughout national parks that weren't filled. Throughout the inquiry, we made submissions into it, and the outcomes of the inquiry found that there is a vacancy of 50 positions in national parks right now. Those positions have still not been filled. That is, there are still 50 vacant positions in national parks, and the state government and the parks management are refusing to fill those roles, as you said, heading into a high fire danger today and likely to increase in risk as we get closer to summer. It is completely and utterly baffling that despite everything that has happened to the community, despite all the pain and suffering we've been through, that the state government is not pulling the finger out of the backside to get moving to fill all these vacancies, to make sure that we've got the right number of people on the ground to protect our community going into this year's bushfire season.
So, Daniel Walton, you're saying that those positions are currently being advertised, but you'd like to see the state government doing more to fill them?
Negative. The state government is doing nothing to fill those positions. I'd strongly encourage you to get your local state rep on, or get the relevant ministers on and ask them why, after the bushfire inquiry found 50 vacant positions in place, a lot of which could be filled in the southeast, why are they doing absolutely nothing to fill those roles? I think, frankly, it's shocking and concerning for everyone involved. We just want a decent pay rise for our members, and we want to make sure that we've got enough people on the ground so we can continue to do the great work we do in protecting our national parks and the community.
Daniel Walton, we really appreciate your time today. You've highlighted a very important issue, and I'm sure we'll be following up on this, as you mentioned, with our state members and state government representatives, and finding out a little bit more about the plans ahead as we head into hopefully what is going to be a slightly quieter bushfire season, but certainly the warm weather indicating otherwise. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Sophie.
Daniel Walton there, who's the secretary with the New South Wales Australian Workers Union.